This is Jay Sekulow. Over 75,000 signatures on our demand for a vote to defend life. And our guest today, Congressman Chris Smith.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
In 2006, you signed an amicus brief supporting Planned Parenthood's opposition to partial birth abortion ban. Is that correct?
Yes, I was one of a number of former Department of Justice officials, although the amicus brief that we signed was focused on the issue of the facial issues of the law and how it might impact the perception of law enforcement's discretion and independence.
How long a process to move from that pro-life position that you took as a young state legislator to where you are now?
Once I got into Congress, I jumped straight into the abortion wars, thinking that if we really wanted to reduce abortions, that we had to address the issue of unintended pregnancies and how we should promote birth control and contraception, and really ran into stiff opposition from the pro-life community who fought on contraception. And that kind of opened me up to thinking, I'm not so sure I'm agreeing with these folks on a lot of these positions.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
Groups like Planned Parenthood and others are now getting huge amounts of U.S. taxpayer dollars to promote the abortion agenda all around the world. And I mean, it's like, you know, money is policy. When you fund these organizations, you pay their paychecks, and they work 24/7. They become the lobbyists in foreign capitals. We're enabling abortion.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the broadcast. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. By the way, our friend Congressman Chris Smith is going to be joining us later in the broadcast. You're going to want to stay tuned for that. We are taking your calls, and as we did yesterday, and we're going to do this again tomorrow, we want to hear especially from women that want to talk and speak out on the abortion issue. We are approaching 73,000 signatures online alone. With phones, we're at 75,000. I talked with David French this morning and said, can we get to that 100,000 figure? And he said, yes, we can. He believes we can get to 100,000 signatures on this petition demanding a vote for life. And as you're going to hear from Chris Smith later in the broadcast, Congressman Smith is optimistic we're going to get a vote. What is the latest, Jordan and Than in Washington, on the vote for life?
Well, you know, there's a lot of talk about this being rescheduled and the changes being made so that this legislation can move forward. At the same time, the pressure needs to be there. This is a talk coming from some of the top pro-life advocates, as you said, like Congressman Chris Smith, and he needs the support from the American people on this to make sure his colleagues follow suit and get this vote scheduled.
And Than, your sense of this?
Yeah, I think the leadership has to be put in a position where they really have no choice but to reschedule it. I think Congressman Chris Smith and others are doing a great job in raising that volume. We, as the ACLJ and our members, we have to make sure that other members are standing with Chris Smith and really give leadership no other option but to put it back on the floor very quickly.
Well, we're going to fight hard on this, folks, and you're making a huge difference. As I said, almost 73,000 online alone. In fact, while we're going to the break in a moment, let's get it over 73,000. If you go to ACLJ.org, you can sign the petition demanding a vote for life. This is the ban on the 20-week abortions. It should be, it is a very straightforward piece of legislation. They are correcting the language issue that caused the problem. I still, you know, look, it's, we've got to keep the pressure on. And you're going to hear from Chris Smith. He's going to tell you, keep the pressure on. So it's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org. Or 877-989-2255. I urge you to sign on this petition today. Today and tomorrow are going to be the last 2 days to sign on. We are approaching 100,000. We're 25,000 away, roughly. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Don't forget, we're in the last couple of days of the month here, folks. So we've got, we want to make our month, and we're close. But we could use your help. Any deduction, any donation you make is tax deductible. ACLJ.org for that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Our book, Rise of ISIS, by the way, still got a report the other day. Still selling in bookstores everywhere. We encourage you to buy it. And like our pages on Facebook, mine, Jordan's, the ACLJ's, even the Jay Sekulow Band. And we'll take your calls when we come back at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110.
Don't let it change a thing. That should... Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
That's the band here at Jay Sekulow Live. If you want to follow what the band's doing, go to Jay Sekulow Live band. Hit like. We're almost at 20,000 on that one, so we encourage you to do it. 72,889, 11 shy of 73,000 online supporting our demand for a vote to defend life. I want to set the stage again. We're taking your calls. We also want to hear from women who have experienced abortion or been involved in, maybe worked at crisis pregnancy centers. I see we've got a call coming in on that. Or worked even in the abortion industry before they had a change of heart. Or maybe you're still working in the industry. And that's what it is in my view, folks. We want to hear from you. 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, let's set straight here what the bill is that we are now pushing to get a vote in the next 2 weeks. What is the actual bill? What will it say?
Well, it's the Fetal Pain Act, and it focuses on the idea of fetal pain, and really a debate that needs to be had in Capitol Hill, specifically not just in the House of Representatives, but in the United States Senate, to force even those who would claim to be pro-abortion and allies of Planned Parenthood on Capitol Hill to try and defend abortion after 20 weeks into a pregnancy, after 5 months into a pregnancy. And it centers around the new scientific information about fetal pain. It's legislation that's already passed the House of Representatives before, and we believe that this is critical for the debate for life. It was a fumble last week. The game is still going on, though. This fight continues, and you can recover here, but it's got to be done quickly or else it's going to be much more difficult, at least in the near future, to get good pro-life legislation passed and scheduled for a vote.
Than, when I spoke to Congressman Smith, in fact, I'm going to play it because when I recorded this right before we went on the air. Let me play this clip for everybody, and then we're going to play the full interview in the second half hour of the broadcast. But I had a chance to speak to Congressman Smith. You'll sense the urgency here. Congressman, we have heard from about 75,000 of our members in just 3 days on the disappointment last week on the act that was going to be voted on, the bill that was going to be voted on during the March of Life. And, of course, the disappointment was that the legislation got pulled at the last minute. First, your reaction to this situation and really a step forward. How do we move forward here?
Well, the good news is, Jay, that the leadership, and I'm talking
You know, Kevin McCarthy, our majority leader, is absolutely committed to the sanctity of life, a culture of life, and to the bill, the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. And there's no doubt about that. I've been in meeting after meeting with him. He's the one who scheduled it. He's the one that ensured that we were in session during the March for Life so that when people came to Washington, they would be able to meet with their member of Congress or U.S. senators. Now, that said, there was, you know, interruption by a very small number of people. I do think that that's being worked out. I've been a part of what I think will be a solution, legislation. The Pain Capable Bill will come up. It's not a matter of when, of if. It is a matter of when, but it will be soon. And not insignificantly, the leadership pivoted, you know, faced with this challenge and quickly put up my bill, H.R. 7, the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act. And frankly, you know, that bill needs to be enacted. Yes, the Obama may veto it, but we now know that well over 1,000 Obamacare health care insurance plans throughout the country, all 58 in my state of New Jersey, pay for with public funds abortion on demand. Obama lied, and there's no other way to sugarcoat that, when he said that he would comport with the Hyde Amendment in implementing the Affordable Care Act. That has not happened. And he also appeared, as you might recall, before a joint session of Congress and said clearly, under my plan, no funds will be used to pay for abortion. That is absolutely untrue.
And, of course, this is exactly what we've been saying for 2 years. Now, I am thrilled that we were able to get Congressman Smith on. And I want to say something, folks, to our members that are listening to this broadcast, those of you that support the work of the ACLJ. We're in, you know, Than and Jordan, and I am as well. We are in contact with members of Congress, but we're able to get them on air. I mean, Chris Smith did this interview 30 minutes before we went live today. He was coming out of a meeting. We grabbed him, got him, got the interview. We want to make sure you're getting always the most current and accurate information that we can, and that's why we are constantly updating. You know, our team here, production team, is editing media as we're going along. In other words, as sound bites are coming out, as statements are being made, that's how we do it. So, again, without you, it wouldn't happen. But we do need you on this this petition, folks. We're at, like I said, very close to 75,000. We are 11 away from 73,000 online. So go to ACLJ.org right now and get us over that number, ACLJ.org, or you can call your support in at 1-877-989-2255. So it's ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. You could do it either way. Jordan, let's take a phone call.
Yep, right back to the phones. We go 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Kathy in California on line one. Kathy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jay. We're so thankful to God for you and all the ACLJ for working
Thanks.
On the front lines for us.
Thank you.
We are definitely in a battle. Well, my heart was just burning the last couple of days. I'm a client advocate at a crisis pregnancy center.
Yep.
And I just want some of your listeners who may not know that there is a full one-third of all women in their lifetime who will have experienced at least one abortion, and many of them have had multiple abortions. Mm. And these are women that are sitting next to us in our churches, they're in our neighborhoods, they're in our families. And my heart was so grieved to listen to these men and women who called in, and yet I was not hearing the hope that I have found as I have healed from an abortion that I had when I was in college. And I just want everyone to know about that hope that there is.
Right.
And when I became a Christian, you know, I knew after I'd had that abortion that I was forgiven, but I didn't feel forgiven. And I was still experiencing many of those symptoms called, it's called post-abortion syndrome. And they're a group of symptoms that is very common for women to feel. And I just have found that so many women keep this a secret, even from their own husbands. And this is how the enemy uses us to isolate and keep us broken. But God has shown us the way that we really break free from that power of the grief and the shame.
Yep.
He calls us to expose what we did to the light and to find a trusted and safe person. And this is what he did with me when I was being trained as a crisis pregnancy center.
Will you explain
person.
To Kathy, I think this is important, especially since you work at a crisis pregnancy center. Will you explain to everybody what your work is? Because we defend crisis pregnancy centers all over the United States, from California to New York and everywhere in between. We've had cases all over. But explain to everybody that's listening what a crisis pregnancy center actually does.
Okay, what we do is we offer our biggest service, free service. Everything that we offer is free and confidential. And basically, we are in competition with all the abortion clinics, of the planned pregnancies of America. And what we offer there are free pregnancy tests. Many of us have become medical clinics where we offer free ultrasound so that the woman can see. We know that over 80% of women who see that baby and see the heart beating are going to choose not to have an abortion if they are abortion-minded. So it's become a very important tool in our pregnancy resource centers. And so what we do is we work with women and men one-on-one in the counseling room, and that's where the heart of the ministry
sure.
is, where we share God's love and forgiveness, and we share with them all the options that they have, and so that they can truly make an informed decision. Truly, the choice is theirs, but they need to be heard. And we just have women that come into the center that say they've been to a Planned Parenthood and they'll never go back again. They were treated like a number. They were shamed, and they said they would never go back to them again. So we love on them. We care for them. And I'm telling you, Jay, we see women come into our centers scared, feeling isolated, and when they walk out, their entire countenance has changed because they now find that they have hope and they need to be listened to. So this is what we do.
It's absolutely incredible. Great work that you're doing. Kathy, thank you for calling in. I'm glad you're able to share with everybody the great work of crisis pregnancy centers. The ACLJ, we defend the right to crisis pregnancy centers to exist. You know what the reality is, though, folks? Planned Parenthood does everything they can to try to close down crisis pregnancy centers. They want to regulate them out of existence. But when it comes to regulating the abortion industry or the medical community that does this, so to speak, and I use that in quotes, oh, they don't want any regulations there. That's the double standard of Planned Parenthood. All right, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. Folks, we're almost at 73,000 signatures, just about 41 away to crossing 73,000. ACLJ.org to sign on to this petition. We encourage you to do it today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign the petition. Don't forget, the end of the month here, remember the ACLJ. Encourage you to pray for the ACLJ and support financially the great work that we're called to do here at the American Center for Law and Justice and our affiliates all over the globe. ACLJ.org, you can make your tax-deductible gift. ACLJ.org. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment. While the women
came and went. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Everyone, we're taking your calls at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The bill is the Pain Capable Act, and these are unborn children that can feel pain. They want to ban these abortions. We should ban them. Most of the civilized world has. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255 to sign on to that. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. By the way, over 72,967 online alone. We sure want to get that up, as I said, to 73,000. So go to aclj.org or call us at 877-989-2255. Jordan, let's go ahead and take another phone call here.
Yep, right back to the phones we go. Let's go to Morella in Louisiana online. To Morella, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Morella.
Thank you. Thank you so much for all you do.
Thank you.
I migrated from a country where you cannot call or write your representative to express your opinion on issues.
Right.
And I want to encourage your listeners to take advantage of this privilege and responsibility that this country gives us and call them and ask them to support this bill. And even you can ask them for a feedback. What are you going to do about it? And I have done it many times, and they always write you back with their input. And if you are like me, that I don't like to talk on the phone, you can even go to their website and write a polite note and tell them your position and hold them accountable.
Morella, we appreciate you calling in, and you're absolutely correct that we do live in a country. Look, the First Amendment of the United States government says you're allowed to petition the government for redress of a grievance. That's where all this comes in. And, Fan, you've worked on Capitol Hill a long time. It makes a big difference when people start calling.
It makes a big difference. Morella's exactly right. And this is one of the things that we try to help people do, Jay. We try to be the nexus between people who may not understand how to do this and access to Capitol Hill. So by signing the petition, we can actually help members engage. And I'll just say, it was good to hear from Chris Smith that he believes that we're now in a situation where it's when, not if, this bill will be reconsidered. We're in that position, frankly, because people like Morella have spoken out. But I will also say that after what happened last week, I'm not going to rest. I'm not going to be comfortable until the vote gets scheduled, until it passes. So I certainly trust that Chris Smith is right on this, but we've got to stay engaged until it actually gets off the floor and it's been approved so that we don't have this happen again.
Jordan, your sense on this is that there was this problem that was created. I mean, the timing of it could not have been worse. It created quite a pushback from a lot of the pro-life community that it even got to that point. Let's explain to people what happened here, because this is, I think this is the fault of the system, and that's why you've got to be really vigilant in doing what we do on this broadcast and what we do at the ACLJ every single day.
Sure. You know, it's not the main substance of the legislation that was controversial. It was not the idea that the 20-week abortion ban itself was the problem, and that's why, you know, Republicans started to threaten not to support it and pull away their support in the United States House. What it was, a specific provision on the exceptions, and the exceptions that are allowed for here include the normal rape and incest exceptions, life of the mother exceptions, but for the rape exception to be used 5 months into the pregnancy to perform an abortion, the rape had to be reported, and that was the key. Now, this is that balance between, if you have no requirement at all, does that just open the floodgates to these doctors who would perform these late-term abortions, these abortions who do that, to really just check the box? Because if it doesn't have to be reported, then how would you ever know anyways? And so are you really going to be able to limit late-term abortions? You're already talking about a small group of abortionists who even do these procedures, and then on top of that, adding to the fact that there'd be no verification method. So it's that balance that the members of Congress on the right became uncomfortable with. And yet, I still think there needs to be some discussion, at least on how do you see this? I mean, going 5 months into a pregnancy in the exceptions issue.
Right. So the reality is, this, of course, procedurally, this should have all been worked out before, folks. But we now are confident that if we continue this momentum, we're going to get a bill put through the House of Representatives. Again, if you haven't signed on yet to the petition, do that today. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Let's take another call.
Yep, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Dolores in Texas on line 5. Dolores, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Dolores.
Hi.
You're on the air.
Yes, I wanted to share that my sisters and I are totally, totally against abortion. My mother used to work for an abortionist.
Yep.
And so she learned to give abortions. The abortionist used to do abortions back in like 1968.
Mm-hmm. Prior to Roe versus Wade, right.
Yes, they used to come in from all over, you know, the world, and it would only be people that could afford it.
Right.
You know, and the mothers would bring in their young girls who had gotten pregnant. It was all hush-hush. And my mother started doing abortions in our neighborhood.
Yeah, you know, this is, by the way, Dolores, just so you know, this is not an uncommon story of what has happened. Here's the problem. The so-called doctors that are doing these, look at Herman Gosnell. This guy, it was unbelievably, what he was doing in that so-called abortion clinic, of course, I believe abortion is the taking of human life, period. But this guy had no regard in for the unborn child or the woman that he was engaging this horrible practice on. So when we look at this, the facts of abortion, the history of abortion, these groups are in the business of this. And the Gosnell kind of cases simply shine the bright light. I talked to Chris Smith about that. You'll hear that later in the broadcast. Shine the bright light of what's really going on inside these clinics. They are dismembering children. I know that's harsh, but that's what it is. And, you know, there's forgiveness in Christ. That's the good news. But don't forget for a moment what they're actually doing. What's the procedure itself? If you want to call us on air, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. The first half hour of this broadcast has gone by awful quick, but we're here for another 30 minutes. If you're on SiriusXM, you're getting the full hour. A number of stations have it as well. If not, simply go over to ACLJ.org. We are streaming it there as well. So if you want to talk to us on air, it's 1-800-684-3110. I'm going to have Jordan in a moment let you know what you can do to sign this petition and stand with us. But let me also say this, folks, before we do that, we're at the end of the month, last few days of the month here. This is critical for us, as it is at the end of each month, for our budget, for the ACLJ, for radio, for television, for all the work that we do here in the United States and around the globe. And we could use your help. Just go over to ACLJ.org. You can hit the Donate Now button. Any amount you donate is tax deductible. We really encourage and appreciate you taking time to support the great work of the ACLJ with your tax-deductible receipts. We also want to get to 100,000 signatures on this petition. Jordan's going to let you know how you can do that right now.
You call our toll-free number. It's 877-989-2255. That's the number you call to sign this petition. Folks, we need your support today. Call 877-989-2255. Now, you can also go to ACLJ.org. You can get information on the legislation and sign the petition online at ACLJ.org. There's also a new update on Pastor Saeed Abedini. He's written a letter from prison thanking President Obama for meeting with his family in Boise, Idaho last week. You can read and share that letter online at ACLJ.org. But to demand a vote to defend life, go to ACLJ.org now or call 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or go to ACLJ.org and sign this legislation online.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now, 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Secchio Live. We are taking your phone calls. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We have been talking about Republican issues in dealing with the life issue and getting votes scheduled and moving forward. But Than, there's also this sense of an extinction on Capitol Hill, and that's pro-life Democrats. Let's listen to Rep. Tim Ryan, a Democrat from Ohio, used to be pro-life, and now he's had a sudden change of heart. Bite 26.
How long a process to move from that pro-life position that you took as a young state legislator to where you are now?
Once I got into Congress, I jumped straight into the abortion wars, thinking that if we really wanted to reduce abortions, that we had to address the issue of unintended pregnancies and how we should promote birth control and contraception, and really ran into stiff opposition from the pro-life community who fought on contraception. And that kind of opened me up to thinking, I'm not so sure I'm agreeing with these folks on a lot of these positions.
So, Than, he has now publicly come out and switched his position on life. Where do you see, is this just kind of the signaling the end of the pro-life Democrat, even in name? I mean, you know, I'm not sure he was even voting in a way or would vote in a way that was so pro-life to begin with, as he was saying, was already kind of having fights with the pro-life community, but kind of the extinction of, which is why it really is up to the right here to make sure they do these things right, especially when they're in leadership.
Yeah, we're awfully close to that, Jordan. I mean, we're in a situation where, you know, a member of Congress comes to Washington, D.C., and the political left really makes it almost impossible to be pro-life and still get their support. You see the Planned Parenthood lobby, you see the NARAL lobby, and the dollars that flow into these campaigns. They have made it almost impossible to politically to get their support and remain pro-life. And, you know, the evidence of that was last week when the no taxpayer funding for abortions came to the floor of the House. This is something that more than 80% of the American people support. Over half of Democrats support this bill when you're talking about voters. Only three Democrats in the House of Representatives voted for that. Three. This is something that we would have had 50 Democrats on a couple of years ago. The political left has pushed pro-lifers out of their parties.
Folks, we're going to go right back to the phones and take a call now before the first break. Let's go to Carrie in Rhode Island on line four. Carrie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi. I just wanted to add some information as someone who was young and afraid and went through an abortion myself.
Sure.
I, you know, in a perfect world, I believe in your petition. I did sign it, and praise God, with his help, it will go forth. But also God gave us the, you know, free will. And with that being said, there are a lot of scared young women out there that don't know what to do. And I am against abortion now, but had I known back then what was going to happen to me, I was uneducated, I was afraid, and I was in my early 20s. And so now I'm 39, and I still suffer with the consequences and the guilt of all that I went through. And just recently, I discovered actual footage of what an abortion is. And I can tell you that I felt violated, disgusted, and absolutely just bewildered by what happened to me, and I had no education about it. So I really feel as though going forward with the petition, not only, you know, going for pro-life, but we also need to educate these young women that are so scared and they don't know what to do, that this is what's going to happen to them.
Well, and you know what, Carrie? Let me say thank you and for being brave and for calling in and telling us your story. And that's what this is about. You know, this 5-month abortion ban, it's because we have the research. We can show, you know, scientifically the pain the baby feels during these late-term abortions and why they should be banned. If you agree, folks, you call, join our petition. We got to get this back scheduled for a vote on the Hill. Call 877-989-2255 or go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org and sign the petition online.
Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org. The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And I want to go right to the phones. We are talking about legislation that we've got to put forward. And we've got Congressman Chris Smith, who's been a champion for life. He's coming up next on the broadcast to talk about the efforts on Capitol Hill to get this rescheduled and to get this language worked out so that we have this debate both in the House and the United States Senate. We're talking about the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, the 20-week abortion ban. I want to go to your phones now. Norma in North Carolina on line 6. Norma, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, thank you. I will make this brief. I know people are waiting online. And I have done the petition, but I would like to add this, that hopefully this petition will pass, and that when it does, it will hopefully lead to even banning the earlier abortions. Like even I think that when there's an a beating heart, there is a human being. So
we agree with you. You know, Norma, we absolutely agree with you. But we also have to, I think, make this an incremental fight because we know what is fightable right now in Washington through legislation, through then the court cases that will definitely follow. I mean, it's a long-term battle just to do this late-term abortion ban, Than. I mean, honestly, this is not going to be something that's, you know, even if it was signed into law by a president, so, and I don't suspect that'll be President Obama, but let's say a few years down the road, it will then be challenged in court. I mean, these are long-term battles.
Yeah, you fight on the turf that's winnable first, Jordan. I mean, Norm is correct. The signs of life on this are definitely moving our way. We are winning this fight. The science is showing just how early that life is not only there, but just is documentable and is proven. But I would just say on this issue, we're talking about fringe abortions. We're talking about dismemberment of viable babies. We're talking about something that 2 out of 3 women in America support outlawing. This is something that should be an easy get. And quite frankly, Jordan, like you said, it's step one. You continue to fight for life at every stage, but this is a form of life that essentially almost all of the American people think should be protected.
All right, folks, we're going to go back to the phones, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Robert calling from Kentucky on line 3. Robert, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Robert. You're on the air.
Hey, Joe. Hey, Jay. Appreciate everything that you and Jordan do and the entire staff.
Thanks.
Jay, God bless you guys. The thing that frustrates me, and if you can clarify, I would really appreciate it, is the double standard with our leaders, our country's leaders. They will pass laws that will permit a conviction of someone who has murdered a pregnant woman who may only be 8 or 12 weeks pregnant, but yet they don't recognize life when it comes to abortion, what they do on murder.
Yeah, this is the double standard because this is the abortion distortion. This is one of the examples we use about how the law is distorted when the issue is abortion. So if a car accident or if someone kills someone and that person and the woman is pregnant, and it would be a double homicide. That's what happens. And why would that not be, you know, so there's this recognition of life in one context, but then another aspect of the law doesn't recognize that at all. And that's because the Supreme Court manufactured a right that doesn't exist. And that is the right to an unrestricted right to abortion. And that's where there's a double standard. And that's why there is a double standard. And look, the abortion industry, and Jordan, you all know this from dealing with in Washington, is one powerful lobby.
Absolutely. That, and, you know, so that's why we have to be, realistic about who we're fighting, that they were able to pull this off with a Republican-led House and Senate, people who were elected as pro-life candidates. And that is why the vigilance here and the fight here, it's never over. It's not over after the election. Elections have consequences, yes, but only positive consequences if you get your act together and get things done. And in this case, that still has to be done. Let's go to Scooter calling in from California on line 1. Scooter, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, good.
Man, you guys are awesome. Hey, my wife had an abortion before we were together over 30 years ago. She still can't talk about it. Sorry to break it up a little bit. It's to see the pain she goes through is just unbelievable. It's something that I don't know she'll ever get over. And she's been walking with the Lord now for 15 years. And even though she knows she's forgiven, she still has this just incredible pain. And
Scooter, we've been hearing from people all day for the last 4 days on this. Exactly why we opened up this broadcast for this is to get the story. Now, your wife's got forgiveness in Jesus. You got to remember, that's the ultimate here. But we have heard from women all over the country. That's why we wanted to do this week of broadcast to focus on this, and that's why we've primarily, not exclusively, but primarily have heard from women. We appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another one.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Let's go to Karen in Pennsylvania on line 4. Karen, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Thank you. First, I want to say thank you guys for all that you do. I don't know what we would be, where we would be without your organization. My sister suffers from, she had an abortion many, many years ago, and she still suffers. And because as a result of the abortion, actually, she cannot have any children. So she is, suffering mentally as well as physically because of that. And so I am encouraging everyone to sign this petition and whatever else you guys tell us to do. I encourage everyone to do it because we have to fight this.
We appreciate it, Karen. Jordan, Than, let me ask a question here from a timing standpoint. Jordan first and Than, how you're going to administratively do this. What's the sense of, we're going to hear from Chris Smith in a moment. He says sooner rather than later, ASAP is what he'll say in this interview coming up in just a moment. But what do you see as the time frame in Washington right now?
I think it's a now or never kind of time frame. So, you know, we're operating on it's got to stay. It's got to happen soon. I mean, so this cannot be delayed for weeks and weeks and weeks and then ultimately kind of pushed down the road. So for me, it's kind of what the congressman's saying. As soon as possible. Don't let up. Don't take the foot off the gas here.
Yeah, and procedurally, we have to engage with the committee because the leadership has said, listen, we want to put this back on the floor, but we're going to ask the Judiciary Committee to get this language issue worked out. So we're talking with them behind the scenes on an ongoing basis. You know, really, Jay, that's a situation. We should be able to resolve that in just a few days. So I agree with Jordan. Sooner rather than later, we engage with the Judiciary Committee on the language issue, and then we go back to leadership and say, okay, everybody's locked and loaded. We're ready to take the vote again.
Well, I think this tells you, folks, the nature of the fight we have and the reason why we're fighting so aggressively. ACLJ.org or 877-989-225. Coming up in the next segment of the broadcast, an interview that I did moments before we went on air with Congressman Chris Smith. You're not going to want to miss this. Let's take Jason, Jason's calling out of Nevada. He's on line two. Hi, Jason. Welcome to the broadcast. You're on the air.
Yeah. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
Hey, my biggest question was, you know, these doctors that perform these procedures, they take a Hippocratic oath, I believe, like the rest of the doctors. I mean, they don't get their medical certificates out of Cracker Jack's box. How can they hold true to their oaths when, you know, their oaths are about do no harm, basically? My wife is in the medical field, so I know just enough.
That's the way it's supposed to be, do no harm, but they don't view the human being, the unborn child, as a human being. Senator Lindsey Graham was questioning yesterday the Attorney General nominee, Loretta Lynch, on her support for Planned Parenthood. Guess what she was opposing? A ban on partial birth abortion. Listen, number 30.
In 2006, you signed an amicus brief supporting Planned Parenthood's opposition to partial birth abortion ban. Is that correct?
Yes, I was one of a number of former Department of Justice officials, although the amicus brief that we signed was focused on the issue of the facial issues of the law and how it might impact the perception of law enforcement's discretion and independence.
Yeah, you know what? That is lawyer speak for we supported filed a brief in support of Planned Parenthood. And, you know, Jordan, they could try to, you know, kind of weasel out of it there, Loretta Lynch. But this is, of course, the president's nominating someone that's pro-abortion. He is the pro-abortion president.
Yeah, that's right. I think that, you know, that kind of hits the nail on the head right there, is that these are the types of people President Obama is going to surround himself when it comes to these policies, these issues. He's been so upfront about it. He has not tried to back away. He's not tried to play off as a moderate on abortion or middle ground on abortion. He has thanked Planned Parenthood. He said, God bless Planned Parenthood. You know, we played that over and over. And is someone who has really done everything he can through lots of different pieces of legislation, including the Affordable Care Act, to make sure Planned Parenthood's coffers are still filled.
Do we have that God bless Planned Parenthood line of his? If we do, I want to play it. If not, I'm going to play it tomorrow, that's for sure. I mean, this kind of tells you the nature of what you're dealing with. Folks, that's going to do it for this segment of the broadcast. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. I encourage you to sign on to this petition. We're approaching 75,000 signatures, getting very close. ACLJ.org, 877-989-2255. Don't forget also that we're near the end of the month here, so your support for the ACLJ makes a huge difference. That's ACLJ.org, ACLJ.org. And you can make an online contribution. You can call in as well at 1-877-989-2255. Hey, like us on Facebook, ACLJ, Jordan, mine, and even the Jay Sekulow Band. We'll talk to you in a second.
The brutality of ISIS is unspeakable. The strategy of ISIS, the Islamic State, is clear. Beheadings, crucifixions, mass executions, and a wave of anti-Christian abuse that's been called, quote, the worst religious persecution since the Holocaust. In a new book, ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow and his Law of War team examine the rise of ISIS and the very real and present danger it poses to the world, including right here in the United States. It's called Rise of ISIS, a must-read as America faces new and dangerous threats. Help us sound the alarm. We must get the nation's attention, the government's attention. Help us spread the word. Buy the book, read it, and tell your friends. When you buy the book, you'll also receive a powerful new song, Where I Stand by the Jay Sekulow Band. Order Rise of ISIS online at riseofisis.com. Also available in bookstores everywhere. Last week, a critical pro-life bill was derailed in the U.S. House of Representatives. A measure that would have banned late-term abortions was put on hold after a disagreement over the final language in the measure. House leadership promised the bill would surface again, this time for a vote. Here's the bottom line. It is vital that we ban late-term abortions after 20 weeks in the womb. Abortions that science has proven cause excruciating pain to the babies who are killed. The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.
Joining us on the phone right now is a very good friend, Congressman Chris Smith from New Jersey. On so many issues, he really represents all of us. And on the life issue, what a champion Chris Smith has been and continues to be. Congressman, thanks for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
Oh, Jay, thank you very much. And I really appreciate the work that you do, your organization. You are amazing. You have made a difference in the lives of so many, and your work on the sanctity of life is absolutely extraordinary.
Congressman, we have heard from about 75,000 of our members in just 3 days on the disappointment last week on the bill that was going to be voted on during the March of Life. And, of course, the disappointment was that the legislation got pulled at the last minute. First, your reaction to this situation and really a step forward. How do we move forward here?
Well, the good news is, Jay, that the leadership, and I'm talking, you know, Kevin McCarthy, our majority leader, is absolutely committed to the sanctity of life, a culture of life, and to the bill, the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act. And there's no doubt about that. I've been in meeting after meeting with him. He's the one who scheduled it. He's the one that ensured that we were in session during the March for Life so that when people came to Washington, they would be able to meet with their member of Congress or U.S. senators. Now, that said, there was, you know, an eruption by a very small number of people. I do think that that's being worked out. I've been a part of what I think will be a, you know, a solution, legislation. The Pain-Capable Bill will come up. It's not a matter of when, of if. It is a matter of when, but it will be soon. And not insignificantly, the leadership pivoted, you know, faced with this challenge and quickly put up my bill, H.R. 7, the No Taxpayer Funding for Abortion Act. And frankly, you know, that bill needs to be enacted. Yes, the Obama may veto it, but we now know that well over 1,000 Obamacare health care insurance plans throughout the country, all 58 in my state of New Jersey, pay for with public funds abortion on demand. Obama lied, and there's no other way to sugarcoat that, when he said that he would comport with the Hyde Amendment in implementing the Affordable Care Act. That has not happened. And he also appeared, as you might recall, before a joint session of Congress and said clearly, under my plan, no funds will be used to pay for abortion. That is absolutely untrue.
I said when that bill was going forward, I believe you were on our broadcast, that I thought this was one of the largest power grabs for the abortion industry and certainly in our lifetime. And unfortunately, that's turned out to be correct. Let me ask you this, Congressman. Going forward here, there is, as I said, we're getting a lot of calls. We're getting a lot of calls from women, by the way, who are sharing their testimonies. These are women, some of which have had abortions, and what it's how they've had to deal with it, the after consequences of the abortion activity. And there is this real desire from the grassroots, and I'm talking, you know, almost 100,000 people in less than a week signing a petition demanding a vote on this. You're confident, though, that if we keep this momentum up, we're going to get a vote.
Oh, yes. I am confident internally the House Republican leadership is the most pro-life leadership I have seen. I've been in Congress 35 years. I've co-chaired the Pro-Life Caucus for 33 of those 35 years. And we have a committed leadership. Kathy McMorris Rogers is totally pro-life. She spoke at the March for Life and did a brilliant job there. We're also seeing, but keep the calls coming. We need to mobilize right into 2016. Obama is the abortion president. But if Hillary Clinton or some other pro-abortion Democrat gets in, the possibility of the court being flipped
even on the funding issue, is very high. You know that better than anyone. And then issues like conscience. I mean, the conscience protections in the Weldon Amendment, current law, are not being faithfully implemented by Obama. Surprise, surprise. And we have a situation most recently, as you know so well as well, in California. As of August 22nd, every insurance plan managed by the state, a private insurance plan, will now have to pay for abortion on demand effective August 22nd of last year. Completely contrary to conscience protections. We have a bill called the Abortion Non-Discrimination Act, which would give a right of private action to individuals as well as organizations, churches, Christian, Orthodox synagogues, and others who are being coerced into paying for abortion to bring their case. And since the Weldon Amendment couldn't be clearer that you can't be coerced into doing these things, we will win in court, I would believe.
I agree with you on that, and I want to say something here, Congressman. I can't thank you enough, and our members can't thank you enough for the positions that you have advocated. You've said something I'd like to follow up on really quickly, and that is the consequences of the next election. You look at the Supreme Court of the United States, closely divided on so many issues. The next president probably does select two, maybe even four Supreme Court justices. That would be it for you and me for the rest of our life, basically. That would be the Supreme Court we ride out in the sunset with. So the stakes are high on the life issue, and this is one, you know, there's some issues you could say you negotiate this, you negotiate that. I'm not really good at negotiating on the life issue, as you know. And the fact of the matter is, do you have hope that, because I see young people in ways we've never seen, really taking the life position as a human rights issue, and that gives me a lot of hope.
Oh, it gives me enormous hope. The millennials, the next greatest generation, Brokaw talked about the World War II generation as the greatest. I believe the millennials are the next greatest generation, and they are the pro-life generation. They need to become the next members of Congress, the governors, the legislators, the mayors, and we will get a culture of life, but they need to be encouraged. And just let their creativity and their commitment and their prayers. They're a very prayerful group. Look at the March for Life, Jay. It was filled to overflowing with young people. And you're right about the court. If we lose the court, and we are dangerously close, 5-4 on many decisions, partial birth abortion should have been 9-0 in sustaining that. These dismemberment laws that are now making their way, Kansas and other states, to hone in on the hideous, barbaric,
yep,
dismemberment of a child's body, which we know they feel pain, and now there's some state laws that deal with to outlaw dismemberment abortions, which are gruesome and an act of child abuse. The veil of cover up and secrecy needs to be stripped away from what actually happens when an abortion is performed, and what it does to the women. We know that the co-victim of every abortion is the woman, and you know it so well, your organization. Thankfully, we have many ministries, Silent No More Awareness Campaign, all the outreaches to women who are suffering from the consequences, and we also know it extends to fathers, to families, to siblings. I've met a number of siblings whose brother or sister was killed by abortion, and they wonder, well, could that have been me? I mean, this tears the fabric out of the family. It also tears literally the bodies of children to bits. And, we talk about beheadings. The child is beheaded.
I said that yesterday on the broadcast. Exactly right. It's the same exact act. I mean, it's a horrific period, but it is a dismemberment. It's the same thing.
And the chief's sophistry of choice does not cloak what is actually going on. And Gosnell was the beginning or one of the next steps in tearing down this facade of respectability. Children should not suffer and be destroyed in such a hideous fashion, and their mothers wounded by abortion.
Congressman, we appreciate you taking time out of your schedule. Thank you for your stand for life, and thanks for your friendship.
Oh, thank you, Jay, and keep up your great work.
We'll do it. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. We encourage you to sign on that petition again, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
The American Center for Law and Justice is dedicated to defending the life of every unborn child. We're calling on the House leadership to put this critical bill up for a vote immediately. Urge Congress to ban these horrific abortions. Sign our new petition right now. 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online, aclj.org.